James Halleck graduated from Knox in 1969, earning a Bachelor of Arts degree in history. He moved to San Francisco directly after graduation, became a carpenter and a construction worker. In 1994, after searching far and wide for a suitable building material that was non-toxic, his wife and partner Nora, who is chemically sensitive, knew they had found the answer when Jim was introduced to earth block buildings at an industry conference. His passion for building with dirt quickly became a life ambition and vocation. Jim has dedicated the last 14 years to promoting earthen construction as a solution to environmental and global housing concerns. Beginning with the founding of Earth Block, he has served as general contractor on dozens of homes, many of which have been featured in national magazines. His background and history has served him well. Jim can cite statistics such as the fact that Paul Revere's house, made from adobe, has been around since 1630, or the fact that the adobe palace of the governors in Santa Fe, New Mexico, is the oldest continually occupied public building in the United States. In recent years, Jim has expanded his efforts on an international scale, consulting on high-end developments, such as his work for the Loreto Bay Company of Baja California Sur, Mexico, in the creation of a community of 6,000 homes built of earth blocks, the largest such community in the world. His work on affordable housing projects around the world includes his service as consultant to the United States Department of Agriculture in the reconstruction of Honduras following Hurricane Mitch, as founder and president of a Mexican-based company, Tierra Ical Proyectos Sostenibles. He continues to focus on bringing healthy, high-quality housing to those in need and is in the process of establishing an institute for training in methods of sustainable housing and living. Following his visit to Knox, Jim will travel to Haiti, where he is spearheading Partners in Progress, a coalition of several non-governmental organizations raising funds to help Haiti rebuild with earthquake-resistant and sustainable structures. I'm honored to present James Halleck with an Alumni Achievement Award for his achievements in earthen construction and sustainability.
I can't tell you what an honor it is for me to have that read by Dr. Davis, who was my favorite history professor when I was a history major here at Knox. It's unbelievable. I couldn't be here either without the unbelievable help of my wife, Nora, who has backed me up in all of these crazy adventures in dirt building. I just have a couple of minutes, but I would like to give something back to Knox for what it's given to me. I'm so fortunate to have gone to school here. What Roger was saying about making it affordable and the founding fathers of the college, I'm certainly one of those people. My mother worked at the alumni office, and therefore I was given a ride to Knox. And it's been great. I'm really glad to have been here. And so I want to give something back to the college. I'm going to talk about this for just a minute. What this is a series of letters that was written by my grandfather, great-grandfather, to my great-grandmother. He was, here's John, he was a Civil War soldier. And these letters were written from 1863 to 1865, all in the original flowery language and beautiful ink handwriting. They've been in my family for 150 years, I guess. Fortunately, I was the one to end up with them from my mother. And I would like to give them to the college, to the Civil War Archives, in the name of Rodney Davis. John, as a little afterthought, John and Mary were married in 1866. He survived the war, and they settled on a farm outside of Abingdon. So real close to home. Thank you all.